drummer of Philly.
Yeah, because he was getting him from a footballer's wives territory. Yeah. And he thought we were a big family, actually. So you picked a good one, man.
Family.
No, that's what he thought. Yeah. He was from between Manchester and Liverpool. And you have to be, you have to make it very clear to him, you know.
It's all become clear.
Yeah.
But I thought that was odd as well. You singled out the Shiftwork album. You thought that was a real satisfactory record.
I liked it. Yeah,
I do.
But it wasn't very successful.
It's not like the kind of sound people would expect, though, is it?
They did it in Sheffield.
What is it about it that you particularly like?
No, I don't like Sheffield. But
it had
that metallic sound.
But it was absolutely
a lot of songs, you know. Produced
what form?
Yeah. People who wouldn't talk to the human leaders and doing this thing,
the home of it.
Yeah, I think it was a bit ahead of its time,
That's a pretty good record. Idiot Joy Shellland is it?
Yeah, things like that. Yeah. At the time, I was avoiding Manchester.
Did not ever feel like a twinge of any kind of sort of, the fact that the city was being recognised at this point, which is something that you kind of stood for in a way, isn't it? That regionalism. Did it not please you that these groups were getting,
I've never seen the Falls of Manchester group, or Salford and all that rubbish. I find a bit embarrassing, to be honest. Never thought of falling from anywhere else.
Well, not the way that it's, the city's very apparently resurgent now, isn't it? All those films with all these backs of the
village. But the fall, it was always at arm's length of the fall,
The group or the idea of it?
The group and the idea of it, nothing to do with Manchester, nothing to do with anywhere. Can you get that?
think about it.
The fall could be from fucking, Iceland or whatever. That's the idea of the fall. You don't know where they're from. You don't know what they're talking about.
This is correct a lot of the time.
Yes, you don't.
So Iceland, you're talking about the you recorded Hex.
I don't mean it that way. Just the next question.
The
Fall are not from Manchester, right? We've always said that. We're not from Manchester. Never have been.
Because there was that thing, wasn't there? It was a Salford City Council.
What's that about?
They're doing this map thing.
Who cares? Who cares? It's not real. Come on. Get moving.
Moving on. This idea that you have sort of oracle-like qualities in your writing.
Oracle?
Yeah. Soothsayer.
Oh, right, like the prophet.
Yeah. This idea of the Greek oracle.
Yeah. Like the old almanac you could buy
with. Back to the future.
How the old almanac you could buy into the market.
Old rock. how do you regard these acquisitions?
As an oracle.
ITVC facts.
So people look at me as an oracle?
I think we can laugh about it.
I thought the oracle was the one with the eye in the middle of the two eyes.
You're going to win the national, aren't you?
Some of them's got to come.
Yeah, I was thinking of there was that song Powder Keg, wasn't it, which appeared to where
right.
It appears as strange right. That the things in there very pertinent, weren't they, about a week after the record came out?
Right.
I mean, how did you, you know, after you'd
written it? Still in the IRA. No, sorry.
Spencer Must Die was interesting, because then if he fits style, it's not
absolutely not
a week later.
Man, I like to think about it. It's weird, though.
Isn't
it? Oh, it's strange.
Sometimes you've
got to close it down, you know.
How do you do that? I thought there was another good bit back to the book. I thought it needed saying that to society to imagine that blissful happiness was the natural state. Although that was worth saying. Because people do, don't they, these days?
What?
They think there's something wrong with them, they're a bit depressed.
Is it depressed?
Oh, they're a bit miserable, a bit browned off.
What does it do to them?
Well, anything, yeah.
What
the depressed people. Not just the idea that you go to a you go to a psychiatrist and you're not very happy.
What you say is that people have got to be happy all the time.
They feel like they're doing it.
Whereas what if they're not, what happens?
They go to a counsellor.
Right now. I'm definitely on the road.
When did you realise this?
Because
there were some.
No, you never realised your back in the front. Because